From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi emphasized the need for global partnership to bolster the capacity of developing nations in order to bring the pandemic to an end. Minister Retno also stressed the importance of achieving the vaccination target of 40% of each country's population by the end of 2021 set by the World Health Organization. The minister made this statement during a virtual USAID Development Ministerial meeting on COVID-19 initiated by the United States and led by USAID Administrator Samantha Power held on Monday night. The Indonesian government has continued discussion centering on a memorandum of understanding with Malaysia regarding the employment and protection of Indonesian migrant workers. After meeting Malaysian Minister of Human Resources, Saravanan Murugan, at the Manpower Ministry's office in Jakarta on Tuesday, Manpower Minister Ida Fauziah confirmed the technical team from both countries will resume the discussion on the MOU in Jakarta December 14, 2021. Minister Fauziah explained the negotiation process of the MOU on the employment and protection of Indonesian domestic workers is a commitment of both countries in protecting Indonesian migrants' rights and welfare, especially in the domestic sector. 6 entry points for international travelers have installed PCR devices to detect the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Spokesperson for the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Wiku Adhisa Smito, informed at an online press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday. The government has also temporarily restricted the entry of international travelers who have visited countries with confirmed cases of Omicron. These countries comprise South Africa, Botswana, Hong Kong, Angola, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Eswatini, and Lesotho. Indonesian citizens who have visited these countries in the last 14 days will need to quarantine for 14 days and take the COVID-19 test on the first day and the 13th day of their quarantine. Now we move to the international news. White House Policy Coordinator Kurt Campbell said on Tuesday the United States is closely working with South Korea to engage North Korea. The National Security Council Coordinator for the Indo-Pacific made the remarks in a forum hosted by the K Institute for Advanced Studies, a think tank run by South Korean conglomerate SK Group. Campbell said dialogue between Seoul and Washington is very strong, and the two sides continue to be joined at the hip with respect to their outreach to Pyongyang. Existing vaccines should still protect people who contract the Omicron variant from severe COVID cases, a World Health Organization official says. It comes as the first lab test of the new variant in South Africa suggests it can partially evade the Pfizer jab. Researchers say there was a very large drop in how well the vaccine's antibodies neutralized the new strain. But the World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan said there was no sign Omicron would be better at evading vaccines than other variants. The Environment Minister of South Korea, China, and Japan have agreed to create a consultative body to discuss cooperation in carbon neutrality policies. Seoul's Environment Ministry said the three sides adopted a joint action plan that effect on Tuesday at the tripartite Environment Ministers meeting in Seoul. Under the plan, the three nations agreed to seek exchanges in policy, regulations, and technology in the proposed consultative body. They also agreed to cooperate in 8 key areas until 2025, including air quality, climate change, biodiversity, and transition to a green economy. We end the news with a senior ASEAN official who said on Tuesday, incoming regional chair Cambodia would and ought to reflect the bloc stance in its entirety. As Prime Minister Hun Sen prepares to visit Myanmar next month, nearly a year after the latter's military ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. More than 10 months after Myanmar's Tat Madaw staged a coup to overthrow the country's democratically elected leader, the Southeast Asian family ASEAN looks no longer to getting the military regime to respect the regionally mandated 5-point consensus that aims to bring an end to the violence and turmoil plaguing to the country. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin finally met and held talks for 2 hours, even though it was only done via video, Tuesday, December 7, 2021. The talks between the two leaders of the big countries reflected the willingness to initiate communication in order to open up the possibility of improving relations. One of the important talks at the meeting was about the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Both Putin and Biden made clear their respective positions regarding Ukraine. The United States stated that if Russia decided to attack Ukraine, there would be consequences. America still believes Russia is listening to the views of Joe Biden, who did not make it clear what sanction could be imposed. An explanation from the Kremlin after the talk said that Putin responded to Washington's insistence. By conveying his position. According to Putin, the issue of tensions with Ukraine should not be seen as Moscow's responsibility. Putin wants the North Atlantic Defense Alliance, NATO, not to expand further into Ukraine. Russia sees NATO as making efforts to strengthen its influence eastward through Ukraine. Biden's virtual meeting with Putin, however, has yet to produce a concrete agreement. The two leaders seem to have just made diplomatic gestures, especially raising the issues of Ukraine. However, the meeting of the two can't be seen as a goodwill to start opening dialogue and good relations. In addition to explaining Washington's position, it seems that Biden also wants to give signal to NATO member countries that the United States can still play a role in positioning NATO against Russia. If the two leaders are indeed committed to improving relations, of course, further steps are needed through the next high-level in-person meeting.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on December 8, 1941, when the United States declared war on Japan. December 8, 1941, the day after Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, United States President Franklin D. Roosevelt addressed Congress and declared the day of the attack a day to be remembered as an abomination. 1 hour after the speech was delivered, the U.S. Congress issued an official declaration that declared war on Japan. Moving on to an event on December 8, 1980, the death of John Lennon. John Winston Lennon is a singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, writer, and peace activist. He is also known as a member of the band The Beatles. On December 8, 1980, he was shot by his own fan, Mark David Chapman, outside his New York apartment. Lennon was rushed to the hospital and was declared dead at the age of 40. We end Today in History with an event on December 8, 2009 about bomb explosion in Baghdad. On December 8, 2009, there was a bomb attack in Baghdad, Iraq, which resulted in the death of at least 127 people and injuring at least 448 others. The attack took place in the morning around 10:30 a.m. Local residents reported an explosion just after 10 a.m., which was followed about half an hour later by four more explosions in succession. By late afternoon, officials had reported five explosions in the area. At least four attacks were believed to have been coordinated. The attacks have been condemned internationally as an act of terrorism. The group ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is ready to transform the health system in order to overcome various hard-to-predict health issues. That was stated by Indonesian Deputy Minister of Health Dante Saxono Harbuwono when ending the health business gathering on Saturday. Dante said some health issues such as COVID-19 pandemic are difficult to foresee. Those issues came when Indonesia wasn't ready. At that time, Indonesian government must import various needs to overcome the pandemic, such as medical gloves, masks, and other health equipment. According to Dante, COVID-19 had put the health as the first priority in all sectors. The deputy minister also said the government realized that COVID-19 pandemic brought the need to strengthen health services. Therefore, it needs a self-reliance in pharmaceuticals and health equipment by transforming the health system, including the pharmaceutical and health equipment security, as well as the development of technology, digitalization, and biotechnology. Then they affirmed that Indonesian health system is ready to transform. For instance, the pharma security is about Indonesia producing their own vaccine, medicine, and using local phytopharmacy companies. Therefore, the government will produce 14 antigens for vaccination next year, while on medicine, the government will produce 6 of 10 most used medicine ingredients. Therefore, the phytopharmacy, the government will try to increase the national production of 16 of 19 health equipment mostly used in Indonesia. Through the health business gathering 2021, the pharmaceutical and health equipment security had been done, among many was by signing cooperation and investment agreements. Health business gathering was joined by 415 people, consisting of 345 domestic and 70 international participants from 15 countries and 228 online participants. The gathering resulted in 48 documents, namely 12 MOUs and 36 projects. There were also 181 meeting demands and 20 requests for meeting between the government-to-government, government-to-business, and business-to-business.
Tak pernah ku menyesal, ku hanya terus berharap. Mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. ku lihat keajaiban. Oh yeah, kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap jatuh dari surga, surga.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
North Sulawesi is famous not only for its beautiful Bunaken in Manado, but also Lihaga Island located in Likupang, Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi. This island attracts the attention of tourists to look at as one of the super priority destinations in Likupang. Now, Likupang is also being built as a special economic zone. There are many reasons for you to visit Likupang. Obviously, this tourism destination is no less beautiful than other popular tourism spots in North Sulawesi. Lihaga Island, which is an uninhabited island, covers 8 hectares wide, not too big but has tremendous tourism potential. From a distance, it seems that this island has a beach with fine white sand, which contrasts with the blue ocean. Those who see the beautiful scenery of Lihaga Island cannot wait to get down and touch the clean white sand. It also has a fascinating underwater world. You do not need to go far. You can enjoy diving or snorkeling near the beach, and you can see thousands of fishes swimming back and forth. To reach Lihaga Island, you have to travel about 90 minutes from Manado City to Likupang or Serai Seaport. After arriving in Likupang, you have to continue a sea trip again for approximately 40 minutes by renting a local fisherman's boat. To boat rental price is around 800,000 rupiah for 20 passengers. Even though the island is not populated, you do not need to worry, because this island has provided toilets and changing rooms. You can also stay on Lihaga Island without worrying about being charged again. However, you have to provide your own camping equipment because there is no camping equipment rental place. In addition, if you have plans to visit and stay overnight on Lihaga Island, do not forget to bring your own food and drinks because there are no stalls selling food on Lihaga Island. There are no facilities and infrastructure on this island. But if you like adventure, the nature of Lihaga Island seems to have provided everything. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini, bila ternyata sesungguhnya aku terlalu cinta dia. Hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa sesungguhnya.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about bertemu teman lama, which means meet an old friend. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Bekerja di mana, which means where do you work? This conversation happens between Kevin and his friend in a restaurant in Bandung. Kevin asks where she works. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kamu bekerja di mana sekarang?
Aku bekerja di perusahaan swasta di Bandung.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bekerja, bekerja, which means work. Perusahaan, perusahaan, which means company. Swasta, swasta, which means private. Perusahaan swasta, perusahaan swasta, which means private company. Kamu bekerja di mana sekarang? Kamu bekerja di mana sekarang? Which means, where do you work now? Aku bekerja di perusahaan swasta. Aku bekerja di perusahaan swasta. Which means, I work in a private company. In the conversation, you hear the expression, kamu bekerja di mana? Kamu bekerja di mana? Which means, where do you work? The expression is used to ask where someone works. The answer you may hear is the name of a city, like Jakarta, or the name of a workplace, such as a private company. To ask a workplace, you can ask specifically. For example, kamu bekerja di perusahaan apa? Kamu bekerja di perusahaan apa? Which means, which company are you working for? Or, kamu bekerja di bagian apa? Kamu bekerja di bagian apa? Which means, in which division are you working? Let's listen to the other examples. Kamu bekerja di mana? Kamu bekerja di mana? Which means, where do you work? Aku bekerja di perusahaan di Jakarta. Aku bekerja di perusahaan di Jakarta. Which means, I work in a company in Jakarta. Kamu bekerja di perusahaan apa? Kamu bekerja di perusahaan apa? Which means, in which company are you working for? Di perusahaan makanan. Di perusahaan makanan. Which means, I'm working for a food company. Kamu bekerja di bagian apa? Kamu bekerja di bagian apa? Which means, in which division are you working? Di bagian keuangan. Di bagian keuangan. Which means, in finance division. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamu bekerja di mana sekarang?
Aku bekerja di perusahaan swasta di Bandung.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cinta aku begitu cinta.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Java entitled Tondu Majang. The song Tondu Majang was composed by R. Amiruddin Citra Prawira. With the lyrics of Madura's traditional language, the song Tondu Majang depicts the coastal people of Madura who work as fishermen. The more often called Tandung Majang mentions that there are many obstacles faced by fishermen, such as high waves and strong wind. Even fishermen risk their lives while sailing. Well, listener, here is the song Ton Dumajang by Chuck Deakin, featuring Wiwit. Happy listening!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.